Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Biden has just signed legislation authorizing $40 billion worth of U.S. assistance to Ukraine. The bill was delivered to him in Seoul as he had just concluded a summit with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, where economic cooperation, business development, national security, and Ukraine were among the top talking points. A first itinerary item upon arrival there was a tour of Samsung Semiconductor factory in South Korea. Joseph Biden's first visit to Asia as president is focused in great part on doing business with competitors of China. As NPR's Asma Khalid tells us, the U.S. is determined to rise above supply chain glitches by diversifying its partners.
He is concerned about China's rise, and COVID really exposed the weaknesses in the global supply chain. The president talks frequently about the need for democratic allies to work together to make economies stronger and more resilient. He really describes it as one of the key challenges of our times. But I will say it is not easy because of things like labor standards. In fact, President Biden today made an explicit plea to Samsung to work with unions in the United States. And you know, really, economic strategy is a key part of this trip.
NPR's Asma Khalid reporting from Seoul. The Justice Department says it's appealing a federal judge's decision to block the Biden administration from lifting pandemic border restrictions known as Title 42. Texas Public Radio's Pablo De La Rosa reports the judge earlier today issued an injunction against the health code's termination.
U.S. District Court Judge Robert Summerhays granted a nationwide preliminary injunction on Friday on the Biden administration's ability to roll back Title 42 while the legal challenge to the policy continues to play out in court. Summerhays ruled that the CDC must allow for public input before terminating the program. The policy, which was due to end Monday, is expected to continue allowing DHS to expel migrants without processing asylum claims until further action from the court. I'm Pablo De La Rosa in McAllen.
San Francisco's archbishop says he'll deny House Speaker Pelosi communion because of her abortion rights stand. Maria Fernanda Bernal reports.
Archbishop Salvatore Cordaglione said in a public letter addressing Pelosi that she will not be admitted to Holy Communion because of her support for abortion rights and for not meeting with him on the issue. He says Pelosi has become more extreme in the past months and mentions how she cites her Catholic faith to support abortion rights. The archbishop has been an outspoken opponent of abortion and same-sex marriage, but says his decision is pastoral and not political. His letter comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is expecting to make a decision of the legality of abortion in the next coming weeks. For NPR News, I am Maria Fernanda Bernal.
This is NPR. It was another down week on Wall Street with big box retailers suffering some of the biggest losses. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the S&P 500 index fell more than 3% for the week and briefly slipped into bear market territory.
At one point Friday, the S&P 500 index was down 20% from its recent peak. A late day rally brought the index back from the bear market threshold, but it still lost ground for the seventh week in a row. That's the longest losing streak in more than two decades. The Dow Jones Industrial average also fell nearly 3% for the week, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost close to 4%. Major retailers Target and Walmart saw their stocks pummeled after disappointing earnings reports. Target blamed higher transportation costs and unexpected shifts in consumer spending. Walmart says some customers are cutting corners in the grocery aisle in response to rising prices. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Forest Service Chief Randy Moore says planned burned operations have been suspended for all national forests for 3 months. The Forest Service is conducting a 90-day review of protocols and practices in the wake of a fast-spreading New Mexico wildfire that emerged from a planned burn and scorched 300,000 acres. Moore cited the hot and dry weather and extreme winds that have led to explosive fires across the Southwest. Nearly 6,000 firefighters are battling fires in New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, and California. Starting today, the forecast is for several days of cooler, moister conditions. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.